وواعدنا موسى 30 ليلة وأتممناها بعشر فتم ميقات ربه 40 ليلة وقال موسى لأخيه هارون اخلفني في قومي وأصلح ولا تتبع سبيل المفسدين.
And we appointed for Moses, peace be upon him, 30 nights, to which we added 10, whereby the term of 40 nights set by his Lord was fulfilled. And Moses said to Aaron, his brother, peace be upon them, take my place among my people, act righteously, and do not follow the path of those who create mischief. Whereby the term of 40 nights set by his Lord was fulfilled. After the exodus of the Israelites from Egypt, which marks on one hand the end of the constraints of slavery, and on the other the beginning of their life as an independent nation, Moses was summoned by God to Mount Sinai in order that he might receive the law for Israel. He was initially summoned for a period of 40 days, so that he might single-mindedly devote himself to worshiping, fasting, meditation, and reflection, and thus develop the ability to receive the revelation which was to put a very heavy burden upon him. In compliance with God's command, Moses, peace be upon him, left the Israelites at the place now known as the Wadi al-Sheikh, which lies between Nabi Saleh and Mount Sinai. The place where the Israelites had camped is presently called Medan al-Raha. At one end of the valley is a hillock, where, according to local tradition, the prophet Saleh, peace be upon him, pitched his tent after his migration from the land of Thamud. A mosque built as a monument to the prophet Saleh, peace be upon him, still adorns the landscape. Mount Harun is located at the other end of the valley where, again, according to local tradition, the prophet Harun, peace be upon him, stayed after his exasperation with the Israelites because of their cow worship. The top of the towering Mount Sinai, standing 7,359 feet high, is mostly enveloped by clouds. The cave to which Moses retired for 40 days to devote himself to worship and meditation is situated at the top of the mountain and still attracts many pilgrims. Close to the cave are a mosque and a church. Moreover, a monastery built in the Justinian period stands even today at the foot of the mountain.
And do not follow the path of those who create mischief.
Although Aaron was senior to Moses, peace be upon him, in age by 3 years, he was placed under the direction of the prophet Moses, peace be upon him, and was required to assist him in connection with his mission. As explained elsewhere in the Quran, Aaron, peace be upon him, was not assigned independent prophethood. He was rather appointed a prophet by God in response to Moses' prayer, peace be upon him, that he be appointed as his assistant.
ولما جاء موسى لميقاتنا وكلمه ربه قال رب أرني أنظر إليك قال لن تراني ولكن انظر إلى الجبل فإن استقر مكانه فسوف تراني فلما تجلى ربه للجبل جعله دكا وخر موسى صعقا فلما أفاق قال سبحانك تبت إليك وأنا أول المؤمنين.
And when Moses, peace be upon him, came at our appointment, and his Lord spoke to him, he said, O my Lord, reveal yourself to me, that I may look upon you. He replied, Never can you see me. However, behold this mount, if it remains firm in its place, only then you will be able to see me. And as soon as his Lord unveiled his glory to the mount, he crushed it into fine dust, and Moses fell down in a swoon, peace be upon him. And when he recovered, he said, Glory be to you I turn in repentance, and I am the foremost among those who believe.
قال يا موسى إني اصطفيتك على الناس برسالاتي وبكلامي فخذ ما آتيتك وكن من الشاكرين.
He said, O Moses, peace be upon him, I have indeed preferred you to all others by virtue of the message I have entrusted to you and by virtue of my speaking to you. Hold fast, therefore, to whatever I have granted you and give thanks.
وَكَتَبْنَا لَهُ فِي الْأَلْوَاحِ مِنْ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ مَوْعِظَةً وَتَفْصِيلًا لِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ فَخُذْهَا بِقُوَّةٍ وَأْمُرْ قَوْمَكَ يَأْخُذُوا بِأَحْسَنِهَا سَأُرِيكُمْ دَارَ الْفَاسِقِينَ.
And we ordained for Moses in the tablets all manner of admonition and instruction concerning all things and said to him, Hold to these with all your strength and bid your people to follow them in accord with their best understanding. I shall soon show you the habitation of the wicked.
All manner of admonition and instruction concerning all things and said to him.
The Bible categorically mentions that the tablets were of stone. The act of writing on these tablets is attributed in both the Quran and the Bible to God. Nonetheless, it is not possible to ascertain whether the actual act of writing was performed by God exercising His power directly or by God in the sense of His assignment of the task to some angel or to Moses, peace be upon him.
And bid your people to follow them in accord with their best understanding.
The Israelites were asked to hold fast to the law, to follow it in its plain meaning, a meaning which can be grasped by an ordinary man of sound heart and good intent with the help of his common sense. This stipulation was added in order to discourage the chicanery and hair-splitting to which lawyers resort in order to accommodate the crooked aims of the people. The warning was necessary to emphasize that holding fast to the law was not to be equated with following the chicanery of the lawyers.
I shall soon show you the habitation of the wicked.
The Israelites were told that on their way they would come across the ruins of earlier nations who had refused to turn to God and who had persisted in their evil ways. Observing those ruins would be instructive insofar as they eloquently spoke of the tragic end that meets those who indulge in such iniquity.
سأصرف عن آياتي الذين يتكبرون في الأرض بغير الحق وإن يروا كل آية لا يؤمنوا بها وإن يروا سبيل الرشد لا يتخذوه سبيلا وإن يروا سبيل الغي يتخذوه سبيلا ذلك بأنهم كذبوا بآياتنا وكانوا عنها غافلين.
I shall turn away from my signs those who without any right behaved haughtily in the earth. Even if they may witness each and every sign, they shall not believe therein. And even if they see the right path, they shall still not follow it. But if they see the path of error, they shall choose it for their path. This is because they rejected our signs as false and were heedless to them.
I shall turn away from my signs those who, without any right, behaved haughtily in the earth.
It is God's law that evildoers do not and cannot take any lesson from the otherwise instructive events which they observe. The arrogance mentioned here refers to man's delusion that he is on a higher plane than God's creatures and servants. It is this which prompts him to disregard God's command and to adopt an attitude which suggests that he neither considers himself God's servant nor God his Lord. Such egotism has no basis in fact. It is sheer vanity. For as long as man lives on God's earth, what can justify his living as a servant of anyone other than the Lord of the universe? It is for this reason that the Quran declares this arrogance to be without any right.
وَالَّذِينَ كَذَّبُوا بِآيَاتِنَا وَلِقَاءِ الْآخِرَةِ حَبِطَتْ أَعْمَالُهُمْ هَلْ يُجْزَوْنَ إِلَّا مَا كَانُوا يَعْمَلُونَ
Vain are the deeds of those who reject our signs as false, and to the meeting of the hereafter. Shall they be recompensed except according to their deeds?
Vain are the deeds of those who reject our signs as false, and to the meeting of the hereafter as false.
That the acts of such persons are vain and fruitless is evident from the fact that the acceptance of man's acts by God is subject to two conditions. First, one's acts should conform to the law laid down by God. Second, man should be prompted by the desire to achieve success in the hereafter rather than merely in this world. If these conditions are not fulfilled, a person's acts will be of no consequence. He who performs an act in defiance of God's guidance is guilty of rebellion and is undeserving of God's reward. He who acts only to obtain worldly success is neither entitled to nor should expect any reward from God in the hereafter. If someone uses another person's land contrary to his wish, what else can he expect from him but punishment? The same holds true for he who deliberately uses someone's land, knowing well that he is not entitled to any produce after the restoration of that land to its owner. There is no justification for him to expect any share of the produce of that land.